This is Earth and Sky. Melted snow is a primary source of water in much of the western United States. Snow accumulates each winter in the mountains. The snowpack acts as a natural reservoir.
Each spring, snow melts into creeks, streams, and rivers, and a lot of that meltwater gets diverted to reservoirs and canals. To help predict how much water will be unleashed during the spring and summer thaw, researchers conduct snow surveys. This program is directed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service, with participation from other organizations like the U.S. Forest Service.
From January through June, they measure the depth and density of the snowpacks. Snowfall that's wet and heavy yields much more water than light, powdery snow. The density of a snowpack also increases as the snowpack becomes deeper and the lower layers are compressed.
The first snow surveys were done by people on snowshoes. These days, almost half the sites are fully automated. In all, manual snow survey data is collected from about 800 sites, and automated snow survey data from more than 600 sites. The data go to the National Water and Climate Center in Portland, Oregon. There, scientists create forecasts of what the water supply will be for various times of the year.
For today, that's our show. For more on the annual snow survey, visit today's show at our website at earthsky.com. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.